Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nadra and Gentilly. Nadra, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. It is Nadra. Thank you for having me. I called in. My heart is heavy. I'm an African-American woman born and raised in New Orleans. I'm a licensed clinical social worker who's focused my work on relationships. Simply because after working with over 2,000 people across the globe, calling in wanting services for their issues, it boils down to relationship. And I'm one of the people who watched the video over and over again on Friday and again on Saturday. And I'm hearing over and again, we've got to diversify the culture. And my immediate response is that I don't believe the answer is in diversifying who's behind the badge. The answer is in healing who's behind the badge. It's in healing who's in front of the badge and who's recording and who's intervening and who's watching the video and who's engaged in the discussion. The answer is in healing the human being. Those five men who took the life of Tyre Nichols, they were beating a version of themselves. There's no way that you can love and accept yourself unconditionally and go out into the world and take another life. What you're out is exactly what you're nurturing internally. And we get behind badges, but we also get behind desks as politicians and school teachers, and we get behind podiums as preachers and ministers, and we get behind desks as nuns and priests. And every walk of life, if you're a human being, you are living with some sort of dysfunction or trauma or unhealed wounds that usually started in the childhood, which forms the way we think about ourselves and about life and about people. And if that's not addressed, we can diversify until we create a new diversity. It's not going to happen. We have got to heal the heart of the human being.
I've never thought about what you're talking about, and it is so profound. And it almost could be extended into young black males that kill other young black males.
Yes, Scoot. Yes. One of the things that I'm working to do, and I've sent what I'm sharing with you, I've written it. I wrote it while I was watching the video Saturday morning. I sent it to our DA. I sent it to an editor at Advocate. And I've written a program that regards relationship, but it starts with one. And specifically for, I've wondered, born and raised here, I love New Orleans, I love our people, but what's going on now and how we're on display for the world to see? The people who are involved in the crimes here are victims of crimes. And if they don't believe that they're good for anything else, they're going to give what they nurture and what's been nurtured in them. We can turn this around, but addressing jail time and Angola and a life of hard work, if we're not addressing the internal voice that constantly tells us that we're not good enough and we're not lovable, and if my dad or my uncle, my mom died at 17 or in jail, then this is my life, or it doesn't have to be. If we don't address that, the voice that's constantly speaking to us 24 hours a day, then we can't change a person's behavior. Their beliefs about themselves will change their behavior.
Nadra, you know, I try to address this in a slightly different way, but I so understand what you're saying, because if children are not loved, if they don't feel love in the beginning of their life, then they don't know how to express love.
That's right.
And so it is very important for parents who are part of children biologically that they be parents.
Right. But they don't know how to be parents, because when we talk about generational healing and generational curses, literally what this is one generation passing on their beliefs, their practices, the environment, the language, passing it on from one person to the next. There's no, what's the course before you take one course, a prerequisite. There's no prerequisite to being a parent. You just have to have two able and working bodies and a term to bring a child to life. So then immediately my focus is on providing or not providing or stress or lack or pain or abuse. And that's what I'm passing on. We have formative years.
Why does there not seem to be a wholesale outcry from within the Black community that this course of action of having children that are not being taken care of, why isn't that brought to an end? Why isn't that addressed more profoundly?
Because the voice is not loud enough, because bad news travels faster than good news, because the right person is not presenting it. If I'm a celebrity and this is my platform, either the people who support me will blast it or the people who want something from me will suppress it. If it's not making money, if it's not bringing attention, if you're talking about healing.
Right.
Now, if every one of us gets healed from the inside out, then how likely would it be that I'm buying your drugs because I'm an addict, or I'm buying your guns, or I'm a part of a gang, or that I'm coupling with the clique at work to demean or berate someone else? Hurt people hurt people. And in the space of that, you don't even know what you're doing until you stop and take a look at yourself. But how many people are really willing to stand in the mirror and look with the eyes wide open and to say, I'm wrong. I was wrong.
Well, especially when some of those people are surrounded by people who gain financially and power-wise for playing the blame game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone's got that. We're takers by nature, Scoot. As human beings, we are takers by nature. It takes a special kind of person to be able to take something but choose not to because they don't need it or because it would serve someone else better. We're afraid to be the last in line. We're afraid to be judged. We're afraid to be criticized. So what we do is we go and we make ourselves look like someone who's being praised. Even if that's not who we are, if it's not what we can afford, because we don't want to be the person that everyone's pointing the finger at, we've got to normalize humanity. There is no perfect person. And we've got to be able to say, yeah, I made that mistake, but I'm still good enough. Yes, I made the wrong turn, but I can get back on track. Yes, I'm sorry and be forgiven. Now, forgiven doesn't mean you don't have the consequences that goes with the choice you made, but it doesn't take away your worth. And that's what we're doing over and over and over again. Parents who don't have it, they can't pass it on to their children, so they call them stupid and dumb. They drop them off to pick up and steal the cars that they're taking from the neighbor next door or in the next neighborhood. Why? Because the ones who are considered the leaders or the authority figure, they're teaching them. And who taught them? But how many people are saying, hey, come here, let me talk to you. You are good enough. You are worthy. Those guys that killed Tyree Nichols, look at their photographs. They're not self-confident. They were, and pardon my language if you have to beat me, but they were measuring and swinging balls. Who's the biggest? Who's the baddest? And then what I hear about if you run, you pay, that's ego. You can kick a man until you're limping and then mention how your ankle got messed up. That's ego. That's hatred. That's self-hatred. That man looks just like you. So who is it in your life that you're hating in addition to yourself? Because I can't do it. I've learned this, Scoot. I wasn't always this way. But I've learned this, and in my work, I've learned that when people fall in love with themselves and accept themselves unconditionally, not that they're perfect, but that I accept myself unconditionally, then I don't have to kill you or beat you down. I can own my imperfection and still move forward and be successful.
Nidra, this is so amazing. I mean, I want you to hold on because I want Ian to get your number, and I'd like to call you back and spend more time with you on the air.
That'd be great.
Because you've brought up some things. You've put into words, into different words and different phrases, things that I have felt and thought for a long time, yeah. but maybe my perspective did not allow me to put them into the words that you put these thoughts into. And I'm just really impressed with what you say. And I think it's very, very profound.
Nedra, while you're still on the line, I just want to let you know how people are reacting to what you've had to say today in real time on the text line. Wow, this lady is dead on, 1,000%. I know it's early, but Nedra could be the call of the year. Amazing. That woman is the Buddha. Preach on. How well spoken. What you've said today is really, really resonating with the audience, and just wanted to let you know that before we let you go.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that.
We're going to have you on again. We'll have you on again. Just hold on.
Don't hang up, Nedra. I'm going to talk to you in a second, okay?
All right, Nedra. Wow. What a conversation.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.